Good afternoon. Here, may I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Both parties agree that the case should be dismissed as moot.
Are you Mr. Markham?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Now, when did this case become moot?
Your Honor, I do not have the exact date, but I believe in the end of last year.
Well, it was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yes, Your Honor.
So we got notice of this. I had these dates written down, but I got so many pieces of paper here. But we got notice of this from counsel that, a week ago?
October 14th.
October 14th. It was moot. Huh?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you got the papers from the office of the clerk where you were to acknowledge notice of hearing. And in that, in those papers, there's a provision that, again, if the case is moot or if it's been settled, you should advise the court immediately. That's in there.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah. But you didn't do that, did you?
I apologize, Your Honor. I called the court and I spoke with the clerk.
When?
About 9 days ago.
9 days ago. But, you know, in the meantime, we spend a lot of time on these cases, you see. We've got a whole file on it, see, right here. We have to go through it, go through the record. Our law clerks spend time on it. I'm talking about hours and hours and hours and hours. And you had an obligation to let us know over a year ago that this case was over and done with, and then you certainly got another notice about the time we got the materials. They come in big boxes. You didn't do that either.
I apologize, Your Honor. This is the first time I encountered this situation, and I've never been in this position before.
Well, what about the government? You have an obligation here to obey the court's rules. You want all these other people to obey the rules, don't you?
Yes, Your Honor.
You know, well, you didn't obey the rules.
You notified the court.
What?
As soon as I found out this case had been mooted.
No, I'm talking about your office. Your office didn't follow the rules. When did you notify the court?
I filed a motion as soon as I.
A week ago, right?
That's when I first found out.
Yeah. Okay. But you didn't get a notice from the court about the hearing date and with all the papers that are attached and all the rest of it, that you're supposed to notify immediately if there's been any change, any settlement, anything like that. It was in there. You got a packet, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. They send it out routinely. What?
May I explain to the court?
Yeah.
This case was briefed by another attorney. When the case was assigned to oral argument.
Yeah.
Okay, it came to our office.
Yeah.
And then it was assigned to me personally, Paul Fiorino.
Yeah.
I received the packet.
Yeah.
And as part of my due diligence, I looked to see if the case's status has changed. The minute I found out, I called the clerk. I drafted the motion. I put a call to Mr. Markman. And I didn't even have time to hear his response because I wanted to get that motion to the court stamps as soon as possible.
Okay, so well, you got those, you got that packet about 6 weeks ago.
The Office of Immigration Litigation got that packet.
Yeah, okay. Well, your office got it. All right?
Yes, Your Honor.
And so you didn't get into this stuff or look at it until a week ago?
No.
Is that right? You didn't until a week ago? In the meantime, we did a lot of work on this.
I understand.
Spent a lot of time on it. Isn't your office set up to notify our court when a case has been mooted, which it was, I believe, it was about a year and 6 or 7 months ago, in 07.
I don't have any excuses, Your Honor. I don't have a good explanation for you why this court wasn't notified a year ago. I don't have a good explanation. I can only speak for myself personally. That when, as soon as I found out about this,
yeah.
I notified the court.
But you knew about it, Mr. Markham. You knew it was. You know that it was mooted over a year ago. You never told us.
Your Honor, I apologize again. I did not know that the court does not receive notification from the Board of Immigration Appeals, which mooted this case, or from the government. I don't have a good explanation.
No, don't you have a responsibility?
Your Honor.
Now, you filed an appeal, didn't you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
Yes, Your Honor. And this is the first time I'm in this position. And,
have you had any other problems with our court?
No, Your Honor, never.
You ever appear before the commissioner?
Before, I'm sorry.
The commissioner.
No, Your Honor.
Have you ever appeared before the commissioner of the Ninth Circuit?
Ninth Circuit, I mean, yeah. How many cases do you handle, immigration cases, one time?
In the Ninth Circuit, Your Honor, or?
Just how many? You know, we have a big problem with people who handle immigration cases who don't render competent service to their clients. It's like an epidemic. Do you know that?
I can imagine, Your Honor, I have been handling immigration cases for 11 years, and I do not have many. I have maybe 10 or 15 at a time, and not all of them are immigration litigation. But I have never had problems with the court or with the client, Your Honor.
Well, we have problems with them. We have lots of problems. I have problems with them.
I can imagine, Your Honor. I can only apologize.
It's a big part of our calendar because the Justice Department, in its wisdom, I think in 1 year gave us 8,000 of them. We used to have 800 a year.
I understand, Your Honor. There's a lot of work.
Are you admitted to practice in California?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, I'm going to have to think about whether I want both of you to appear before the commissioner and show cause. Because there's been a gross violation of our rules. One lesson I learned today is that the government thinks we need to stick by those rules very closely, you know, and inflexibly. Yeah.
I apologize, Your Honor. This is the first time I had an oral argument scheduled. I've never had one in all these years, Your Honor.
Oh. And, I was hoping this would be a pleasant experience for you.
Yes, Your Honor, and of course, it is the kind of lesson I will not forget.
And you can't, you know, when you're supposed to be here, you got to be here. We didn't excuse you, did we? The calendar.
I understand, Your Honor.
You just took it upon yourself. Well, it's dismissed. I'm not going to show up.
I understand, Your Honor.
But that order was never filed.
I understand, Your Honor. And as soon as I learned that the case has not been dismissed, I drove here from San Diego.
Okay. Well, I'll okay. That's fine. All right. I'm glad you explained it. So what's the government going to do about this in the future? You're gonna talk to Mr. Mukasey, who's a judge himself?
Your Honor, I'm certainly gonna
tell him he's got to get his ship squared away.
I'm certainly going to convey the court's concerns to my superiors. Unfortunately. I have no excuse.
Yeah, no.
I can
understand your situation. That you got this big box of stuff, and you're busy with a lot of other things, and then you decide to get started on it, and then you look in there and you see this request to notify the court right away, and then you got on it and. And you filed a motion to dismiss, which was probably about a month or 5 weeks late. See, we've got to take on another case instead of spending our time on this one. Okay. Anybody want to say anything else?
No, sir. You said what you need to say.
All right. Okay, I accept your apology. Don't worry. I'm sure you won't do it again. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Good day. As you know, I get argument from the government all the time that. About the courts, and you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to follow the rules, you don't have jurisdiction here, you know, don't bother us about this. But you got to follow the rules too, or the Justice Department should follow the rules as well. And I know they're busy, and that one case we had here with the security clearance. The FBI, I think, gets 40,000 of those a month. Huge number of them. That's why it takes so long to get those things handled. So maybe it's not that many, but it's a long time. It took this woman, in this case here, her name was Cynthia Palacios, took almost... 2 years, 2.5 years to get a simple check on her. All right, good day. Have a good lunch. Why don't you go out to lunch together? And give me the tab and I'll pay it, all right? But don't charge too much. Okay. See you later.